Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Brother James Veremo. We want to thank the Lord for this good day the Lord has given us. And we just want to commit our lives into His hands, even for this day, that the Lord may guide us, protect us, and bless us as we go about our daily chores. By His grace, we have been called to serve the Lord. And the best thing we can do, even in this day, is to serve the Lord. Have a mind that is centered on God, that we may worship Him in our hearts, in our thinking, in our everything, that God may have first place. We just want to continue with the exhortation we are having from the scriptures. I thank the Lord that God has given us the scriptures. Like Paul says, they are able to mold us and to make us of that character that is acceptable before God. For scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for all that is needed for the man of God to be acceptable before God. If we turn to the book of Timothy, we would like to read 1 Timothy chapter 3, and we'll read only verse 15. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Now here Paul is giving us the definition of what the church of the living God is. We want to thank God that we have a God who is living. As Paul puts it again in the same 1 Timothy in chapter 4, in verse 10, he says, verse 9, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. So we have a trust in a living God, and we worship this living God. I want to believe when the scripture says God is a living God, it's not just trying to say God is not dead, but what God is to His church, what God is to the believer. He is the living God because He is our very life. We don't live outside of Him. For the scripture says in the book of Acts chapter 17, in Him we live and we have our life. So our very being is derived from the living God. He is our very breath of life. He is our living. Whatever we do as we serve this living God is done by the inspiration of the very life of God. That's why Paul here says, Timothy, I want you to know how that you have to behave thyself in the house of God. So God is a living God, and he also lives in a house. When you talk of the house of God, Peter says, God laid up this stone, which is the foundation stone, and we are living stones. And as living stones, we are built into that spiritual house, which here Paul says, the church of the living God is the pillar and the ground of truth. The church of God is the manifestation, is the glory of God in what and who he is, as it is manifested through the church, which is a living temple. And here it says, it's the pillar and the ground. You know, as we have seen that God, we have this assurance that the church of the living God is builded upon the foundation of that God knows his own. So the church of God is that pillar. A pillar means the power of immovability. The church is not just swayed anyway, anyhow, as it is shown in the house that is built upon the foundation, which is founded on the rock. We have not been called to shifting around. We have been called to that stability, to have our faith and our focus in that immovable God who shows his character and his essence in the church as it is a pillar, an immovable part of the house. And it is the pillar and also the ground. It is the stability of the life which God imparted in this church. So, saints, we are the pillar and the stay of God. For God is not just a moving, object like just moving clouds. There is stability in our faith. There is stability in our walk. There is stability in our standing, because we are standing upon the immovable foundation, which is the Word of God, which is the revelation of who God is to us as we were called to this marvelous light in which we walk. We just want to look at Isaiah chapter 54. In verse 10, it says, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, say the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Yea is our surety. Yea is our assurance that we will live and we will stand. Because God shows us here that when we look at mountains, we are looking at something that is founded. But you remember, Jesus said, if you have faith, you shall say to this mountain, be moved. You know, he was showing the strength and the power of faith to move the immovable. Though the hills and the mountains are immovable, but here it said, those can be moved. They can be shifted. They can depart and be removed. But the kindness of God shall not depart from those whom he has called. So there we are founded. We are founded upon something that can never be removed. The grace of God, that which called us to God, that which made us children of God, that made us the church of the living God, is something that is so basic and cannot be moved. And then the scripture goes on to say, O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I'll lay thy stones with the fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sulfurs. I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of cow nickels, and all thy borders of pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Now, here the scripture is telling us that this church of God cannot be removed, because it shall be afflicted, it shall be tossed with tempest, and not comforted. Can you see? There are conditions that are going to come up in your life. There are things that are going to happen in your life that when we look at those things, they are a tempest. When you look at them, they are afflictions. But here is our standing. It says, the Lord himself in righteousness he shall establish us, and we shall be far from oppression. We shall not fear, and we shall be far from terror, for it shall not come near us. But yet, the above verse says, we are going to be afflicted. We are going to be hit. You know, like the Lord Jesus said, the house which is built upon the foundation is going to be hit by the tempest, is going to be hit by the flood, is going to be hit by the wind, yet it shall not fall. It doesn't mean these torrents or these pressures will not come against the house. They will, but they have no effect upon the house. It looks like they have not even come. You know, it's like when I am nicely clothed, warm, with warm clothes, and I'm sitting at the fire, it doesn't mean it's not snowy. It doesn't mean there are no cold winds. It doesn't mean it's not blowing. It is, but how I am dressed, and there sitting by the fire, the effects of all that cold and all that snowy cannot come on me, because I'm preserved. So this is the church of the living God. As we walk in this way, as we face all the temptations, as we face all the opposition, as we face all the winds of the devil, we cannot be moved. Excuse me. Because we are a pillar in the very house of God. We are the stay of the very truth of God. So God, by his grace, he made sure that we cannot be moved. That's why Paul says, our foundation stands for sure that God knows his own. This is where we are building. This is where we are established. It doesn't mean God has called us just to put us on the bed of ease. It doesn't mean God has called us so that we can have everything easy, but we have all these battles to fight. It's like David. When everybody else was afraid, David stood up. He did not look at the enemy. He did not look at the strength of the enemy. He did not look at the ability of the enemy. He looked at God. And to him, it was as if the enemy was not there. With God, he knew that enemy was already dead. Although Goliath was there speaking, although Goliath was there boasting, but the faith that was in David was established on the fact that God, to God belongs the battle. So if the battle belongs to the Lord, no one can overcome. So this is where we are standing. This is our calling. We are the church of the living God. And by his grace, brothers and sisters, we have been established. We have been built so that the effects of the affliction, the effects of the tossing of the tempest, the effects of uncomfortability cannot overcome us. Because the scripture says, I will lay thy stones with fair colors and lay thy foundation with sapphires. So the grace of God has given us the grace to be founded upon something that is stable, something that is established, and that is the revelation God has given us by his word. In the book of Revelation, in chapter 3 of Revelation, the Lord says this to the Philadelphian church in verse 12. He says, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of the heavens, out of heaven, from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. This was the desire of Abraham. The Bible says when he was called, he stayed in the tent. He was looking for that city with foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So Abraham was looking for stability. Abraham was looking for that immovability. Abraham was looking for that which stays, because he had heard the word of God and it was revealed to him, and it created that faith in him that could see the very reality of God and the purpose of God and the desire of God in his church. So here the admonition is, him that overcometh, I will make him a pillar. A pillar means something that is standing in the house of my God. And the house of God is the church of the living God.
And he's talking of this New Jerusalem, the city of my God, and this city comes out of heaven. It comes out of something that can never be moved. It comes out of the very presence and abode of God. So, if you are made a pillar, you are made to be immovable. And why are they pillars in the first place? It's because of the environment. It's because of the pressures that are there. That's why pillars are established. It's like here in our country, there is a lot of substandard mining which is going on. We are mining gold. Some are mining in old mines. And when the original miners were in these shafts, they would leave pillars to hold the earth. But these pillars are down there, 200 meters, 500 meters underground. These pillars are to hold so that the shafts can stay. But when substandard mining is going on, the people, they chip the gold because there's deposits of gold in the pillars. So they chip to take all that gold, disregarding that these pillars are holding so that the shaft does not collapse. So we are having a lot of accidents of collapsing mines, shafts, because the pillars are being eaten or are being, you know, chipped by these substandard miners. So we can see the shaft can hold because there's a pillar. So we are the pillars. He says, he who overcomes, I'll make him a pillar. I'll make him the one who has the ability in him to stand. When you are a pillar in the house of God, you are not only there for yourself, but the life of the church, the continuity of the church, the furtherance of the gospel is by your standing. It is by your instability. So this is the church of God. We are not just shifting clouds, but we have been established upon something that is immovable. I think to cap it up, we see how Paul puts it in the book of Ephesians in chapter 2. He says, verse 20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So we are builded upon the foundation of the prophets. And who are the prophets? The prophets is unto whom the word of God came. And the prophets in the book of Acts, Peter says, we are the children of the prophets, which means genetically we come from the prophets. Our DNA is derived from the prophets. We are made of what the prophets were made of. The prophets, or the Bible says, prophecy never came by the will of man, but men of God were moved by the Holy Ghost, and they spoke as God revealed to them. So we are built upon not some man-made theory, not from some man-made fables, but we are built from what came to the prophets. And we are the result of that revelation that came to the prophets. And those prophets are the foundation. We are built upon that foundation. We are part of that foundation. We are the substance of that foundation. And the prophets were not foundations because of themselves, but it was the Spirit of God that moved them. So it all comes back to that. It was God in the prophets, and it's God in us. God who has a sure foundation. God who is not moved. God who is not swayed is the very standing of our standing. So we thank God, we praise God that in the face of all temptation, in the face of all tempest, in the face of all the winds of false doctrine, in the face of all affliction, the Church of the Living God has been made a pillar. The Church of the Living God is the stay and the pillar of truth. So we thank God that God, in this our time, has brought us and has builded us upon something that is standing, that cannot be moved. And that is the revelation upon which the Church of God has been called. May God bless you as you go about today's businesses in your life, knowing this, that we have the assurance we can never be moved. We can never be swayed. We can never be blown from where we are standing, which is none other than the revealed Word of God as a foundation. And we being built again upon that foundation as a pillar to hold the glory of God, to hold the essence of God in us, even unto the glory and honor of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.